The Power of Consistency, Chapter 12. Focus on who you are, what you believe, and what you believe your purpose is, and set some goals. I retired from public education in 2004 to pursue work as a consultant, writer, and college instructor. I will admit, it was nice not to have to get up with the moon and be out of the house before sunrise. However, after I retired, I still got up with the moon. I just didn't have to anymore. I chose to. As a matter of fact, since I retired, I don't think there have been 10 days in 17 years when I got up in the morning and didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. Early in retirement, I frequently left the house to do in-service training of teachers. When I wasn't doing training, I was writing or soliciting. I've been a college instructor since 2000 and have written graduate courses and have often taught on weekends. I have kept busy. I enjoy walking, exercise, and challenging myself with new tasks like jumping rope or working on my balance. Now, why do I say this? Well, it's good to have something to do every day for sure, but more importantly, it's good to know what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, how long something will take. This is known as setting goals, and with every goal there are objectives. The objectives are the baby steps we take to reach our goal. We also have to figure out what we want to do and why we want to do it. That's purpose. We all have a unique design, and we just have to discover how our design fits up into our job or career. In other words, what motivates us and what are the gifts that we can use to make a difference in our own life and the lives of others? Once this is discovered, the moon won't be as daunting in the morning, and we'll always have a reason and a purpose for waking up. That concludes The Power of Consistency. That was chapter 12. But the story doesn't end there. What I wanted to share with you, and if you happen to purchase the book, in the appendix, or basically right after the last chapter, I've included a section on motivational gifts. And you can take this as an inventory for yourself to discover where your gifts actually lie. And the gifts are outlined there for you. You just have to basically underline and discover what your gift actually is. So that's there for you. And one of the other things that I share, and which I'm going to read to you, is the piece that's basically the final chapter where I offer you some suggestions on how you can deal with all of the 12 steps that I've given you that you need to start doing and keep doing. And it starts with don't get overwhelmed. Change is not easy, it's hard, so go slow. Work on one item a month and do it for a year, then do it again the next year. You'll change and it will be for the better, and anything that is worth having isn't easily gotten, so persist and don't give up. No one likes to change, it's too tough. If you have any bad habits, you know, smoking or excessive drinking, eating, spending, then you know what I'm talking about. You wake up in the morning realizing that you've sworn off cigarettes and are on a diet and almost feel depressed knowing that you can't have your coffee and a Marlboro in the morning. Oh, we'll quit. We will quit, but it may take lung cancer or an oxygen tank before we do. Change, you see, is painful, very painful. Sometimes it requires a series of epiphanies before complete change takes place. And change is very incremental and will sneak up on you. A pound a month is 12 pound weight gain at the end of a year. And by the way, it was fun eating what you wanted when you wanted it. Now to lose it's not quite as much fun. Change takes a leap of faith, knowing that if you stay the course, and watch what you eat, you'll slowly lose those few pounds that you gained. It hurts. It requires patience and the knowledge that you might revisit old behaviors from time to time. Now, to help you out, what I'm going to do is give you an assignment. For each of the 12 items discussed in this book, I'm going to give you one thing to do to get started, sort of like a jump start. You may say great idea or make an adjustment and use the idea as a springboard for your own. Either way, any effort, no matter how big or how small, will always be rewarded. And I have included in this appendix 12 suggestions that you can use in order to make adjustments and get started. So for every one of the 12 items we've talked about, you will find an activity in the back of the book that you can use to help you get going. Now, this book is available in my store. I leave the link every day when I post so that you can click on that and purchase the book. My hope is that you do and you use it to your advantage. And in the store, it's basically an ebook. If you want to get it on Amazon, okay, you can go and you can get a hardcover as well. But do get the book and do start working on these things. I think that if you do, you're going to be very happy that you did and you're going to see lasting change. Remember, if you're young in your 20s or 30s, you got a long life ahead of you. And you want to make sure, that you can live it and have the consistency necessary so that you can be happy and you can live with your loved ones, your children, your wife, your husband, your partner, as one, and work together so that all of you can live consistently and you'll stay consistently fit in the four areas that we always talk about: the physical, the mental, social, emotional, and the spiritual. God bless. Thanks for listening to the book. Okay, I enjoyed spending time with you.